What I was going to do with this 5 minutes of joy was to just witter on absolute nonsense and just say all of the words that came into my head, but in some kind of structure so it made sense in its syntax, but didn't make sense in the words that I was uttering. For example, the octopus is a wall, something like that. See, whilst I've got nouns and all that other good shit in the right place, it makes no sense, because we all know, because most of us are grounded, sane individuals, that an octopus cannot be a wall. Now, an octopus could line itself up between point A and point B, and it could get in the way, and it could be described as a wall, couldn't it? You could say, oh, look at that octopus. Whilst it's not a wall in the dictionary definition of the word, it is in the way of me getting from location A, this side, to location B, the other side. Therefore, that octopus is acting as a wall, but is not a literal, actual, real-life wall. It is behaving like a wall. Now, we all know octopuses are very good at camouflaging. Camouflaging, yes, that is a word. Changing their colours at the snap of a finger. Oh, that did work. It picked it up. The microphone picked that snap up. And changing their shape. Same with cuttlefish and squid. And they're all in the same family as snails, aren't they? Mollusks. Although they're cephalopods. So different branch. I forget what's order, what's family, what's class and all of that. Despite me doing it my degree. Anyway, back to octopuses. So an octopus could probably, I wonder if an octopus could make itself look like brick. I wonder if you get a big enough octopus, a big enough cephalopod that changed its makeup, its colour, its texture to such a degree that at first glance it would look like a wall. They'd have to be quite massive, wouldn't it? Because octopuses are, you know, quite, and they do have the little kind of, you know, like the bit between your fingers and pointing to it. So visualise, use your mind's eye. We've all got mind eyes, haven't we? Even you. But imagine that little flap of skin between your two fingers. Octopuses have that between their 8 arms. Imagine if they were stretched quite far down the leg. You could probably, on some of the larger octopuses, which is the plural, some of the larger octopuses, you could get enough of it spread out over enough of a space so that at first glance, and for a small amount of time at the very least, make it look like a brick wall, or maybe a Yorkstone wall, or any kind of wall that us as humans are familiar with. Now there's one for you boffins, scientists. Is an octopus's camouflage system advanced and complex enough that it could cover off something as detailed as a brick wall? Let's go basic. Let's just say a brick wall of a house. You know, like those sticky hands you used to get when you were kids. Oh, you remember? Do you remember those sticky hand things that stick to the window or to the wall? And you'd slap them. I imagine if you threw an octopus against a wall and it was in the right mood and it was in the right emotional state, would it go, oh shit, look, I'm on a wall. I'm going to look like this wall because there's something chasing me. I don't know, you could release a lion. I don't know what an octopus's natural reaction to a lion would be, I suppose, because firstly, it's out of water. And secondly, it doesn't get chased by four-legged hairy animals in the water, does it? I don't think. I suppose, no, I guess otters and things probably eat them, maybe. Bastard otters. Not as nice as you lot think they are, just because they're fluffy with their little faces and button noses. They're actually pricks. But I recommend you do some research on them being pricks. Anyway, that's my 5 minutes. And we've covered octopuses. Goodbye, have a smashing day.